of the President, New London, Connecticut, 18 October 1952.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. You see, coming to New London is getting to be a habit with me. It's my third trip here in just 4 months. Now, the chairman introduced me in a manner that reminds me of an old-time story. There was a fellow one time who was on a convivial binge, and he made the statement that he could whip anybody in the place. He didn't get any takers. Then he said he could whip anybody in town. He didn't get any takers. Said he could whip anybody in the state. He didn't get any takers. And he said he could whip anybody in the world. And an old fellow got up and just popped him out on the street. And they asked him how it came about. He said he took in too much territory. I came out here this time. The first time I came here, I came to start an atomic-powered submarine. That was a great day and a historic day because that's a start, we think, to the use of atomic energy for peaceful purposes. And I know it's going to work, and if that does work, then we'll be facing the greatest age in the history of the world. I visited the Coast Guard Academy in September. That is a great affair, too, from my point of view. But this visit, I guess, is the most important of the three, though the purpose is somewhat different. I'm here today in my capacity as the head of the Democratic Party and one of the president's many jobs. And I'm here on one of the most important missions of my life, to help elect a Democratic ticket in November. This election, my friends, is one of the most critical this country has ever faced. The future of our country, our prosperity, our hopes for peace, all hang in the balance. On the one side, there's the Democratic Party with an unbroken record of service to the people and one of the finest and best qualified candidates ever offered to the voters, Adlai Stevenson, the governor of Illinois. And on the other side is the Republican Party with an unbroken record of opposition to almost everything the New Deal and the Fair Deal have accomplished for the people, together with a candidate who has been captured and surrounded by the worst elements of the old guard Republican Party. The choice before you is whether you entrust your future to a tested civilian leader with great experience and high principles, or to an untried military man who's nothing but a babe in the woods with Senator Taft, and Taft controls the woods. I came out here to get you to think. I'm making this trip so that you people will begin to think about the welfare of the world and the welfare of this nation. Think it over carefully. Your jobs, your future, and the welfare of the world and this country at stake. You yourselves control the government when you exercise your right to vote. On November the 4th, you must be sure before that time comes that you're registered so you can vote, because you're not worth anything to any party unless you're on the books so you can vote. Then, when you've thought this thing over from your own viewpoint, from the viewpoint of the welfare of the greatest republic in the history of the world, and from the viewpoint of the free world as a whole, you can't do anything else on November the 4th but send Adlai Stevenson to the White House, and we'll have 4 more years in good government. Now, I'm sorry that Margie had to go back home this morning, but I'll tell her that you wanted to see her if you'd like me to do it, and the next time she comes, maybe she'll come up and sing for you.
How about Eisenhower's victory sign? Just one.
I'm not running.